The return on an investment is most commonly defined as the gain or loss on that investment, calculated as the ending value less the initial value divided by the initial value. This is almost always expressed as an annualized return and also includes any intermediary cash flows, such as a dividend or other payments. For example, if you purchased a stock for $100, sold it a year later for $108, and also received $2 in dividends during the year, your total return would be 10%. While historical returns are sometimes used as an expected return, it is important to note that past performance is not the best indicator of what to expect in the future. Risk is the possibility of loss, or the chance that an investment will lose value. Standalone risk, where an asset is considered only by itself, can be measured in several different ways, but the most common is a standard deviation. In finance, the historical standard deviation of a stock is often used by investors as a gauge for the amount of expected volatility. A set of monthly or annual returns based on past prices is called a return series and is used to calculate the standard deviation as well as other statistics. Another measure of risk is the coefficient of variation. This is a standardized measure of risk and is calculated as the standard deviation divided by the expected return. This statistic is mostly helpful for comparing different investments.